What's up, everybody? You're listening to Out of the Box Podcast with your host, D-Star. Enjoy the show!
What's up, everybody? This is your host, D-Star, here with...
Jonathan Gasparo.
How you feeling, man?
Good. How about you? Thank you for coming to my office, man. I appreciate this.
Yeah. Well, before we get started, this is a beautiful office. I really appreciate you guys having me out here today. Thank you. So for the people that don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. My name is Jonathan Gasparo. I'm a realtor at Husky Homes. That's where we are right now, 800 West Broadway. I'm also an ambassador for the Own It program, director of operations for Keller Williams Young Professionals Group. Yeah. I'm just here to talk a little bit about real estate, building black wealth.
Absolutely. Got to put award winning. You. We forgot about that. Can you tell us a little bit about the award that you won?
Last year, 2022, I won Emerging Agent of the Year. So that's just basically having the highest sales volume of any second-year real estate agent in Keller Williams. So
wow. That's serious.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, but it's rewarding. You know, when you get rewarded, like not only with awards, but to help people find homes. And
absolutely. So where are you from originally?
So originally I'm from Madison. I did graduate from Sun Prairie, but was in Madison most of my life. And now, like you, I live in Sun Prairie. But before we start, congrats to you on your award.
Is this your first
podcast since then?
This is actually my first podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that online and I'm like, this guy is, you know, serious. Like that's amazing.
Thank you.
Especially of the people you were up against. You were telling me they had $1 million budgets and stuff like that. It's beautiful.
Yes. It's always, great to win one for the little guy. So tell us about Husky Homes.
So Husky Homes, I just started on this team in January, and it's been great. Allison started it originally, her and Carrie, and it started during COVID, actually. The first week that she had the team going and COVID hit, she just kept plugging away, had a great year. A lot of people, when something like that happens, the world shuts down, you know, some businesses shut down, but she just doubled in. And the leverage you gain during a shift in any period is you retain that afterwards. So I think.
I mean, that's awesome. So you started in 2020.
2021.
Yep.
During
COVID. So right around the time you got married.
Oh, no, I was married in 2018.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I'm sorry.
5 years.
Yeah. 5 years. That's serious.
Yeah.
I'm pushing 2 years right now.
Congrats.
It's been great. Yeah. It's been great. I love you. Kind of tell us about some of the things that you do in the community, because we know that you do a lot for the community. So can you touch on that a little bit?
Right now, I'm an ambassador for Own It, Building Black Wealth. A proceed of every one of my checks goes into this program because I believe in it so much. So this stat always astounds me every time I hear it. Since the Fair Housing Act that was passed in 1968, the gap in the rates of home ownership between black and white families has increased, not decreased, since the 60s. So you think it would decrease, like more black people would own homes, but in Dane County, only about 15% of black households that make up 50 to 80% of the median income own their own home, compared to 50% of white households. So when I got into real estate, I remember, you know, I'd see my family members that were African-American that didn't own homes, or friends. And I'm like, how can I help get them homes, get them building wealth and home ownership? But then as I got into it, I thought it's not just about having the money, but it's also the education part, you know, knowing what to do, and then just the backing, because there's still legislation and stuff that's in certain neighborhoods. They don't enforce it, but redlining statistics that black people can't live in certain areas. So it's just like the system was formed to keep black people out of home ownership.
Yeah, and that's important because what people don't understand is owning your own home is one of the building blocks that you need to have generational wealth.
Yes.
So it's like they can stop you from owning a home. They can stop you from building your future.
Yeah.
In reality. Have you experienced anything like that?
So yeah, I'll get into this too. We have a meeting like almost, it's actually every month with other black real estate professionals, and we share, you know, situations like that. Just talk. We build too. We don't just talk about the bad things that happen. But I was at a showing outside of Dane County recently, and I had just had a closing, so I was dressed up. I had my folio. I was already in. When I opened the door, the homeowners were still there, and I had my client with me. And, you know, she's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm here to look at the house with my client here. And she's like, yeah, but where's the realtor? Like, a realtor has to be present. I'm like, I am the realtor. Here's my card, right? I am the realtor. But I mean, it's weird, like when you tell another African-American realtor that they all have a similar story.
Wow.
Whether it's that or one of my friends was another agent was treating them that way. And it escalated way higher than that. So
you guys throw networking events, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Every month, it's the third Monday every month, we have Black Real Estate Professionals. It's a happy hour. So it's usually hosted at different locations. We had the first one actually in this office.
Wow. And it's a lovely office.
Yeah. Own It actually sponsored the first one, and Own It is actually the one, you know, this organization helped put this together. But yeah, it was, the turnout was a lot more than I thought. I thought we'd get maybe 5 to 10 people. It was 22 people of color, Black. It was all African American agents here and just having a good time. We had food, we had drinks, but the best part was just coming together and talking about our goals and the stuff that affects us and how we can help each other build as well, you know, sticking together. You know,
right. From the real estate agents to the loan officers to closing agents, everybody.
And it's weird. We're trying to find inspectors, but we still haven't found a Black inspector, home inspector yet. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so if you are a Black home inspector or an inspector of color, we are looking for you.
Right.
We have business for you.
Right. And we're kind of now opening it up to like landscapers. They're coming. We're having my friend Demetrius owns a cleaning company, and he's going to be coming to the next event so he can, you know, just link and build with other people of color and, you know.
I just recently met this photographer and I told her about it. I said, we're going to go, because one thing about real estate agents, they always need a headshot.
Right.
They always need a headshot. They always need pictures of, you know, their listings.
Yeah.
You know, they have work for you. Mm-hmm. You know, every real estate agent is going to want to know a good photographer.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, I'm excited to meet her. That's awesome.
Yeah. She does really good work. We'll link. And you guys can get an opportunity to talk before you meet her. But she's great. Fast forward. How has life been since you won this prestigious award?
Oh, it's been great. This year has been fantastic. I think this month of May, I'll have had 7 closings.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's, I mean, not only the team I'm on, because they give you so much support. Like, you met Brian when you came in.
Yep.
He's just been amazing. But I mean, just the amount of knowledge that I've gained from last year, just doing so many deals and, you know, things like that, has just prepared me to just take it to the next level.
Absolutely.
And I think also, you know, a lot of people, what they miss in real estate is they think it's just showing the home, getting the accepted offer and closing. But there's so many things in between, along with networking with other people. You know, you have to.
Whether you're the buyer or the seller, you got to calm them down, too, because they're always freaking out.
You're the therapist. Yeah.
You got to be a therapist.
Yep.
So when me and my wife were selling our house, you know, that she gave us a lot of advice about what to do, what not to do. And then when we were buying, we turned around and was buying a house at the same time because it was contingent on the sale. You know, we're freaking out. Are we going to get it? Are they going to accept the offer? What's going to happen? So then when we got the accepted offer, you know, it's contingent. So anybody can really come and
take
that house from you.
So what year was this?
This was 2020.
Oh,
yeah.
And that was
when the market was white hot.
Yes.
Uncommon for people to do $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over asking price.
And we've seen that again.
100%. Are we?
Yeah. They said the interest rates were slowing it down, but it's just some, you know, it's still cheaper in most cases to own than to rent.
Right.
And yeah, it's the rates haven't slowed people down. They have a hunger to own a home because, you know, that's one of the staples of the American dream that everyone talks about, owning, you know.
I want the house.
Yep.
The dog. The wife. Two kids. White picket fence.
Yep.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Not me per se, but.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it's just like one of the things that people were taught young, that this is what you do.
Kind of give us a little bit of insight about the market right now, because I know what it was in 2020. That was crazy. That's not the norm. Are things starting to balance out right now, or is it just a rough time? Is it a good time to buy a home?
Yeah. I mean, just like you said, building wealth, it's always a good time to build wealth. But I mean, getting that house, you're going to have to, 99% of the time in this market, you're going to have to give something to get. So whether that's waiving your inspection, putting some money towards your appraisal gap, or I mean, when you bought your home, what did you have to do to get it? Did you have to waive?
I had to sell my home before I could buy this other one.
But you had a full inspection and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are having to waive their inspection, go way over. Yeah. Just because less contingencies for the seller. And if they don't do it, then someone else who's willing to does it.
So it's like that out here?
Yeah.
So you could sell my home fairly quick. You seen my home.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
100%. So you could sell that quick.
Yeah. The last listing I had sold in 2 days. So
really?
And that was in Belleville. That wasn't even in a
city. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Belleville is still technically Dane County, but it's not, you know, like Sun Prairie where you are, Madison, Westside, Verona, all those are just white hot, like you said, just crazy markets.
This is like kind of the first iteration of what we're going to be doing as far as talking about financial literacy. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, you know, have a lot of questions about owning a home. So mm-hmm. let's walk me through it like I've never been down this road before. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about owning a home. Mm-hmm. What are the some of the first steps that I should be thinking about?
Let me tell you how I did it, and I'll tell you the right way. So I hadn't really messed my credit up, but I had, you know, a lot of people I know that are trying to buy homes have credit problems. Mine was decent at the time, but I got the Credit Karma app. That was a good thing. It kind of gives you a rough estimate. It's not exactly what your credit is, but it'll show you, you know, you have this.
Big shout out to Credit Karma, because Credit Karma has, at least it makes you aware.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near correct.
Right.
I feel like it's always like 10, 20 points mm-hmm. below or what you really right. are. But, yeah, but it gets you in a ballpark enough to think, okay, well, I'm doing okay or I'm not doing so hot.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you can look at it as much as you want and it won't hit your credit score.
Right.
Which is also nice. But
okay, so can we take a step back? What is a credit score?
Well, man, right now it's worth its weight in gold. Like, you need credit to, you know, to get financing on anything, a car, a home. You know, so when I was younger, I used to think a credit card is debt because that's what, you know, my mom would instill in me. You know, but you have to have some debt to be able to garner the bigger debts like homes and cars that you're going to need eventually. You know, even a business, you have to have some credit for that. And people don't know that. So I say the biggest thing is to talk to a lender first. Like, before you even pick who you want to sell your home, talk to a lender first and see if, or to buy your home, I should say, talk to a lender and they'll run your credit. And if you can't get something now, they'll give you the stepping stones to get there.
What are some of the trusted lenders you think are out there?
I have a list of a lot. Ashley Berger and actually comes to mind a lot. She's actually a part of the real estate professional group I talk about. She's at UW. We use Joe Long a lot at Guild Mortgage. But yeah, there's a lot of good ones. And it also depends at your bank, too. If you're a Summit person, I have someone for you. April Hardy at Summit's great. It just all depends.
What is a good credit score to shoot for when buying your first home?
I've seen people get loans with 580.
Wow.
But I mean, that was once. I'd say, you know, without talking for a lender right now, the you know, 620 you can start maybe. A little less, but it all depends on
what do you think is safe?
Mid sixes, I think.
And then, so about like a 650.
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, you can start looking in the 580 range, but it's, you know, your rate will be higher and it limits you. But there are also great programs out there where you can get down payment assistance. I have a closing next week. My buyer got $10,000. This is the first home.
So let's talk on that a little bit. There's a program that you are a part of. Mm-hmm. I'll let you explain, you know, what it is, what's mm-hmm. it called, and how can people get in contact with it?
Sure. Yeah. And going back to why I started in real estate, that's why when I heard about Own It, I said I have to be involved any way I can, whether it's time or money. And I donate both, but it's just awesome. So just to break it down a little bit, in simpler terms, Own It, Building Black Wealth, basically the home buyer will take a course, a wealth building course, and then a home ownership course. And the only they have to be a part of One City Schools, whether it's an alumni or they have a child in it or they work there. So it's one of those three. And after they take it, they get a $15,000 down payment for their home.
Wow.
That can be used as like a gift. Like if a family member is giving it to you, it's not government regulated. So you don't have to worry about, you know, some government loans have different appraisals and stuff like
that. And there's no tax on that money?
No. No repayment and no income restrictions either.
Wow. That was one thing I was asking. I'm like, can you be turned down if you make too much money?
No.
is it like the food stamp program? You make too much money. It's like, but I'm still hungry. What do you mean I make too much money? But yeah, it sounds like a really, really awesome program. So how can people get in contact with this program?
So I would say start with going to the website, Own It, Building Black Wealth. You know, it's online. The website is ownitbbw.com. But yeah, it's great, man. Every check that I have, like every commission check, I donate a portion of that to Own It because I believe in the program so much.
Wow.
So, and it, I think we helped, don't quote me on this, but I think 15 families last year.
Wow.
So, and the closings, like when you go to the closing, it's already an exciting time because you know how it was when you closed on your home. I was elated because I was, you know, one of the first people in my family, in my generation that had owned something, and it just felt great.
I know.
So then add that with other black people around you and there's a lot of white people involved too. I shouldn't say just black people, but people that believe in you, that are donating their time and resources to help you because they think this is the right thing to do.
I remember when I closed on my house, I think it was just a few of us because it was COVID. Mm-hmm. My wife was 9 months pregnant. She actually had the baby 3 days after we closed. Wow.
That's awesome.
So when we took the picture with the, you know, sold sign in front of the house, which everybody does, she was about to pop. She was so pregnant. Uh-huh. And so we just look back at that and laugh. It was a really, really satisfying moment. Really good memories. And I remember thinking, oh man, I wish everybody could feel this feeling,
yes,
you know, of home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important just to be, you know, just to experience it. You know, buying a home, selling a home, it's really cool. It's nerve-wracking.
Right. No? Yeah, your situation, especially in that hot market, and you had to have your home sold, and someone could have came in. Yeah, those are always some of the hardest ones.
Right.
So that's
awesome. So what we were saying is contingency means that, you know, you can break it down better than I can.
Yeah, basically for him to close on his new home, he had to have his other home sold. But while that's going on, other people can put secondary offers in. And if it's better than yours or they can close quicker, they can take that home right from you, basically.
Right. So like you could put an offer in and then they can accept that offer. If they have an accepted offer, then nobody else can, you know, get that home from you. That's your home until you guys close. Mm-hmm. But if you got contingencies like I want to buy this home contingent on the sale of my other home.
Mm-hmm.
But so from now to the time that I sell this home, anybody can come in mm-hmm. there. And
your wife was pregnant, man.
And my wife was pregnant. So I had my whole house boxed up.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just living bare bones minimum.
Yeah.
And then we had a bunch of listing. I mean, people to come in and see the house. What do you call that?
Oh, showings?
Showings, right. So, and some of the times we had showings and it was just like super short notice.
Yeah.
So we'd get a call like, hey, you guys got a showing in like 20 minutes. You know,
out.
Somebody wants to come see it. They just contacted me and said, is it available? We're like, yes, it's available. So we get up and, you know, straighten up real quick because, I mean, the whole house is pretty much empty.
Right.
Living off bare bones minimum. And so we'd go to the park or we'll go somewhere and we'd just be having conversations like, oh, I hope they like the house. I hope they buy it. Yeah. after they leave, we'd call our real estate agent and it's like, what they say, what they do, right. what they think, what they.
did you have that home staged?
No, we didn't have it staged.
So this is just a little off track, but every listing with Husky Homes, we do free staging and a free deep clean with everyone.
Wow. So. You know what's crazy is because staging is very expensive.
Yeah.
It can be anywhere to $15,000 to $20,000 to stage a home. And can you tell us it depends on the home.
Yeah. True.
You know what I mean? Like some like for them to stage, I'm not even gonna go there. let me back up. It's expensive to stage a home, depending on the size of the home.
Mm-hmm.
The more space, the more things they have to put on there to make it look, you know, like, hey, this is a place I think I could live. You know?
Yeah.
But ours, we were trying to make it like as empty as possible because it was a smaller home. So it's like, you know, we were trying to make it look as empty as possible so it looked bigger, you know?
Yeah. A lot of our strategy is to use some of the stuff you have. We also have a huge inventory of staging material, but use some of the stuff you have, but just like that, open it up. But a lot of things like colors will open up, like more white on the walls or white curtains. Like the littlest things you wouldn't believe will just make your house look huge.
So. Yeah, and you know all the tricks of the trade, especially with the photography.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've went on Zillow or Realtor.com and looked and like, wow, this is huge. And then I got there and I'm like, man,
right.
This is camera tricks. I didn't even know this could be legal. Like so it's like, I guess they just get in like way in the corner of the room and then snap the picture, right?
Yeah, I've only been there a couple times when they do it because usually they have access to get in. But when I am there, yeah, they'll use some tricks. You know? They will
make it look super big. Yeah. What's next? Like, what's next for you and your career? Or really, I really want to touch on the networking event real quick while we have you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that open to the public or is that just for realtors? What is that?
So. Right now, we just have it for Black real estate professionals or anyone that's involved in that. So I thought you'd be perfect because this is you have a podcast. It's a platform. It's marketing. So it's just someone involved in marketing and photographers, you know, lenders, of course, other realtors. But I have Jackson coming out because he has landscaping. And
absolutely.
People need that.
Jackson's Yard Care.
Uh-huh.
And always remember, you have the right to a beautiful yard. Jackson's Yard Care.
That's awesome.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
I told you the story.
Yes. I love this story.
So I'll let you guys in. Me and Jackson, Action Jackson, you know, we had this grand opening, 10,000 square foot facility he just opened up. And, you know, everything went great. Everything went on without a hitch. And then, you know, I'm just sitting there, I'm talking to his dad and we're talking and we start putting pieces together and we found out that we were cousins.
Does anyone else out there have a story like
right?
that?
Does anybody else? Yeah. In our community, we were talking about like in our community, that's pretty common.
Yeah.
It's like, sure. Man, I didn't know that. Like, yeah, we're actually like blood cousins too.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's wild.
But it's cool how like when you see that and you guys are getting along, you're like, man, we're just really hitting it off. But it's like your family.
Right.
That's so cool.
And it's like, man, I was wondering why we got along so well. That's the reason.
Uh-huh.
So what's next?
I just want to continue, of course, you know, helping the community and closing deals. But I'm very excited about these events just to network and build a bigger sphere of people knowing that look like me but have the same goals. You know, like even the first time I talked to you just for the 10 minutes, I'm like, this guy is driven and he's got a goal for himself and to help the Black community. And that's my biggest goal. I feel if you put the effort in and you always seek to do right first, you can't fail.
I totally agree with you. And I remember we was having a conversation and we were saying, you know, for many times in the Black community, for us to even be considered just okay or good or just good enough, we actually have to be the best or we have to like overachieve. That's a real thing. You know what I mean? I just thought it was just me, but no, that's a thing. Like we actually have to like, so if you see a Black man like this right here and he's a real estate agent, he's winning awards and he's one of the best. A lot of the times people won't even give him the respect that he deserves, you know, or they rather go with somebody else just thinking that he's not as qualified and he's actually overqualified. His numbers are better than everybody else's, you know? So it's like, You know, I just wish that at some point we can get to a place where we don't do that as a culture and just as a society, period.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just like I try not to let things like that get me down because it doesn't happen all the time. But when it happens, it's still, you know, kind of like
it still hurts.
It hurts like, oh, man.
It's like I work so hard.
Mm-hmm. But it's like I've met so many more allies than enemies in this industry. So it's just I know a lot of people say it's trendy right now, the whole, you know, black empowerment part right. of stuff with the allies. But some people you really know that they care and they're willing to back you in. That's also nice. So I don't want it to be all negative. But yeah, when the negative happens, you like you said, it hits you, knocks you right down.
I like the way that you turn the negative into a positive. Mm-hmm. That's really awesome, man. And congratulations again.
You too.
Can people get in contact with you?
So my phone number, I'm 608-852-5656. If you're looking to buy a home, you can also email me at Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-N, at HuskyHomesWI.com. And then the third way, man, if you're a real estate professional, let's come to these events. Our next one's at Park Bank downtown. Let me get the address here.
Well, you don't need the address. It's the big glass building downtown Madison.
But it's going to be there. Jeff Mack's house. It's 33 East Main Street in Madison, Wisconsin. Jeff Mack, he's the vice president of business development at Park Bank. But yeah, they're hosting it, and it's going to be a great time. So,
absolutely. I look forward to going and checking it out and seeing all of the professionals. It should be a good time. The most important question is, will there be drinks?
Yes. Drinks and food are provided.
Just kidding. Well, Jonathan, I really appreciate you stopping by the program. Or you didn't stop by the program. I stopped by your program. I really appreciate you stopping by or having me here. It's really
thanks
awesome.
Thanks for coming in. This mobile studio, man, this is amazing.
Thank you.
I didn't think you'd have it at this level. You know, it's beautiful.
I try. I'm D-Star. Until next time, guys.
Thank you for listening to Out of the Box Podcast, an inspiring show advocating for our current and former inmates and their families in Wisconsin. Are you interested in starting your own podcast? Click our affiliate link or Buzzsprout for all your podcast hosting needs. You can also support the show by clicking our support link in the description.